You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Ben Valsler, Katrina Stewart and Will Hamilton. Still to come, we're joined by Diana O'Carroll, who finds out why we have a spare copy of some organs in our question of the week. But first, we have a few questions from the audience. So, Will, Katrina, let's see what you make of these. First of all, Paul Anderson writes in to ask, can types of pain be related to specific organs or diseases? What do you think?
Well, there's actually a whole different range of types of pain that are associated with different diseases and with different organs. And as medical students, Katrina and I have learned about a whole range of these different pains, and we've had to learn about how they relate to disease so that we can diagnose what's wrong. And so first of all, you have to think about where the pain is. So for example, chest pain might be due to the heart or the lungs or the digestive tract, which are all in that kind of region. Then we consider the character of the pain, so what the pain feels like to the patient. So for example, pain due to heart problems is often described as being crushing, like a heavy person sitting on their chest, whereas a sharp stabbing pain in the chest, particularly if it worsens when the person breathes in, would be more likely to be associated with the lungs. We also consider what factors make pain better or worse, and what brings the pain on. So for example, if pain always follows when certain foods are eaten, that would suggest that there's a problem with the digestive tract, like the stomach. Whereas if the pain came on whenever the person did exercise and then went away after a few minutes of rest, that would strongly suggest a heart-related problem. And then if the pain got better when the patient took their medication for heart problems, then obviously that would strengthen the case. And doctors check whether other symptoms accompany the pain, like feeling short of breath, which would push you towards a heart or lung problem. So there's a huge wealth of information that can be gained simply by listening to the patient describe the pain. You can localise it, characterise it, and use all the clues to pin down a diagnosis of the problem.
So they really are symptomatic of the problems that are causing them, which is, I guess, what the pain is there for biologically.
Absolutely. Although one thing that we're always taught is that patients don't read the textbooks, so they won't necessarily describe it with the right words.
Well, I don't think you can blame them too much for that. That's got to be your job in the future to work out what they really mean.